Hello, everyone. It's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our 19th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about concept mapping. According to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, concept maps are visual representations of information. These representations can take many forms, including timelines, Venn diagrams, charts, tables, flowcharts, etc. These maps are particularly useful for students who learn better visually through images. The idea behind the concept map is that it helps you see the big picture. You first start with the high-level concepts, and then you chunk the information based on how things connect. By knowing the larger concepts, the details can be easier to remember. Concept maps are great for topics that have visual elements, or during study times when you need to see and know the relationships between related ideas. These can also be used to compare and contrast, a question I often ask on exams. It is simple to make a concept map, and there is no right or wrong way to make one. The idea is, though, that you need to focus on how concepts are linked to each other. If you are not sure where to start, take out a blank sheet of paper and use these steps. First, identify a concept you need to know more about. Second, from memory, create a graphic organizer with all of the concepts you can think of that are related to this concept. Start from memory first, kind of like total recall, and then you can determine what you already know and what you need to focus on. Third, go through your lecture notes, textbook readings, and any other resources you have to see what you missed or forgot, and add that to your concept map. Finally, focus on how the concepts are related to each other. Once your map is completed, you can then use it to study by elaborating on each part, out loud or in writing. You can list related examples where they apply for different sections of the map. You can then recreate your concept map without looking at the original, and talk through each section as you do. Remember, vocalizing the material you are trying to learn is a great way to transfer it from short-term memory to long-term memory. I hope you find this helpful. Until next time, happy studying.